Right. Can I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, could I ask you to sit down so that we can start our first of the two afternoon sessions looking at major sites and major projects in London, starting with White City and then after the break concluding with Elephant and Castle. In the interim break, we will show you the film John Ross mentioned before to show how we won the Olympics. So we'll have that running in between. Now, can I just say a few words before introducing the speakers? And in a way, this is something to do with the dynamic of how we run the next four sessions. And I really hope you follow the principle and the logic and adhere to it. As you know, the urban age is structured around effectively four big themes. It's how people work in cities, how people move in cities, how people live in cities in terms of housing and creating urban neighborhoods, and the whole public life, security, safety, and social cohesion issue. Those are the four big themes. And what we've chosen to do in this occasion, and that's why so much time was spent earlier today sort of painting the bigger context, is to pick these four projects and effectively focus on one of these big themes around the project. So White City, we are very much looking at the issue of how does an intervention of this scale affect work in London. So when the project has been described by Rem Koolhaas and his partner, Rainer de Graaf from OMA, Bridget Rosewall, who is a consultant chief economist to the GLA and an expert with, of course, John Ross, on the economy of London, will sort of paint that bigger picture. And the people that we've asked to respond have been asked and briefed to respond very much in relation to this theme. What this means that I, as chair, while I will be asking interventions from the floor, I'm going to try and keep it on that track. So if someone's got a very interesting question to do with transport and White City, we'll take it as a note, but we're not going to pursue that. Otherwise, we'll just end up trying to do the whole conversation on all of London just in these four sites, okay? So that we're going to all chairs, please, Tony Travers after me, and those who will be doing this tomorrow. I think that's a very important way of really linking, in a way, the social issues and the project issues. White City was introduced to you before in terms of its location. It's one of, I would say, Rem, London's least known massive projects. And that's partly because it's new, partly because the site itself is hidden away, and partly because it's interesting that Rem and OMA with Rainier have just been through a public consultation exercise in the area, which, to use Gerard Frug's words, partnership, I think, came up many, many times, so did the word stakeholders. So I think it's an interesting case study from that point of view, but also a fascinating case study in terms of how the economy of London can actually tip in an interesting and positive way by this scale of development. So I know that Rem and Rainier were stuck in what Sophie Baudry-Jandot thought was a security moment. This actually was the Lord Mayor's show with lots of strange people on horses, which does happen every year. And we knew it was going to happen this year. And unfortunately, a lot of people got tied up with that, as did Rem and Rainier. So thank you for getting here on time and leaving your car on a double yellow line. But could you welcome Rem Koolhaas?